Cambridge English Flyers 1. Published by Cambridge University Press and Cambridge English Language Assessment 2017. This recording is copyright. CD 1. Test 1. Hello, this is the Cambridge English Flyers Listening Test.
Part 1. Listen and look. There is one example.
This is a busy street, isn't it, Aunt Emma?
Yes, this is the village where I live.
Can you see the woman who's wearing that long scarf?
The one who's walking with her dog?
Yes. Do you know her?
Yes, I do. That's Vicky.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines.
Can you see the woman who's selling flowers?
Oh, yes. She's standing under a big umbrella.
She's my friend.
What's her name?
It's Katie. And across the road, I can see her husband.
The man with the striped T-shirt?
Yes, that's him. He's got a big shopping bag.
Is he going to the supermarket?
I think so. His name's David. He's very friendly.
Can you see the man who's reading the newspaper?
Oh, yes. The one who's waiting at the bus stop.
Is he a businessman?
Yes. That's Richard. He lives near me.
And who's that man?
That man who's washing his car? Sorry, I don't know him.
No, the other man. The one with the suitcases.
Oh, that man on the bridge? That's Paul.
Is he going on holiday?
Yes, I think so. And do you see the woman with the red sweater?
Yes, she's standing at the corner of the street.
No, not her. The one who's washing the windows.
Oh, yes. Do you know her too? Aunt Emma?
Yes, her name's Claire. She comes and cleans mine too. She works really hard. She's amazing.
Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello, Grandpa. I'd like to ask you some questions about the airport where you work.
Okay. That's fine, Sarah. Is this for your homework?
Yes. So where is it?
It's in the north of the city.
Wait a minute. I need a pencil. Okay, I'll write it down.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
Now, what's the name of the airport?
Well, it's called Clédon Airport.
How do you spell that? C-L-E-D-O-N?
That's right.
How many planes arrive there every day? Is it more than 200?
Oh, yes. I read that it's 320.
Wow.
Yes. Lots of interesting people from other countries arrive at this airport.
So, have you seen any famous pop stars?
No, but I often see film stars. They come here to make movies.
Great. And where can you eat there?
Well, there's a very nice cafe. The pancakes there are brilliant.
Cool. I love those. And is there a hotel where people can stay at the airport?
Yes, there's a very big one. It's got lots of flags outside.
That's interesting. Okay, thanks, Grandpa. I've got enough to write about now.
Part 3. Listen and look. There is one example. Where did Harry's grandma take pictures of these people?
Hello, Grandma. Wow, you got a lot of photos, haven't you? That's a funny one.
Yes, I took this at a party many years ago.
Who is it?
Grandpa. He's dancing very badly. It was when we were at university.
Look at his hair.
Yes, it was very long then.
Can you see the letter A? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
I like this one very much. What a great picture.
Yes, this is your cousin Sophia's volleyball team. I took this one at the restaurant.
Why were you there?
Oh, we went there for dinner after a game. Her team's really good. They win most of their matches.
This one looks interesting.
Yes, that's one of Grandpa's friends. His name's William.
I haven't met him.
Oh, okay. Well, all of us often drive to the countryside, so we can go for long walks across the fields there. But I took this at the old castle near here.
And where did you take this one?
Perhaps at the library.
Are you sure?
No, actually, I know. It's my friend Jane at the office where she began her new job last year.
She looks tired.
Well, she doesn't enjoy it. She's looking for another job now. She wants to be a designer.
This is my favorite. Is this Uncle Oliver?
That's right. On holiday last summer. He's got the backpack which he uses when he goes walking in the mountains. I bought that for him.
Did you?
Yes. But he was in the forest here. Look.
Did you take this picture too?
Yes, I did. You can see Aunt Lucy in it.
But she looks so young.
Well, she was only 16 then. She slept in a tent while she worked on that farm in the school holidays.
Brilliant. I'd like to do that one day.
Part 4. Listen and look. There is one example. Where will Helen's club meet on Saturday?
Dad, don't forget that I'm going to go to the next meeting of my club on Saturday.
Is it going to be in the sports centre again?
No, that was only the first meeting. It's going to be at the big bookshop in town this week. You know, the one near the market.
Okay.
Can you take me there in the car?
Perhaps. We'll see.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. What does Helen play at the club?
So, do people play music at this club?
Yes. There's someone who plays the guitar very well, and my friend plays the piano.
That sounds fun.
And I play the drums. But, Dad, I'm terrible.
2. What must Helen take to the club this week?
We're going to make some cookies on Saturday.
Oh, that's great. Do you have to take anything with you? Perhaps some flour?
No, they have that, and the butter.
Good. We don't have to go to the shop then.
Well, everyone has to take some chocolate. The kind you use for cooking.
No problem. We've got some.
3. Who's going to visit the club next month?
Every month, people who do different jobs come to the club.
Why do they come?
They talk about their jobs. Once we had a football player.
So, what about next month?
Oh, it's going to be a firefighter. The club invited a pilot, but he's too busy.
4. Which film was the most interesting?
We watch a short film at the end of each meeting.
Wow!
The best one was about dolphins. The one on dinosaurs wasn't very good.
Oh?
And the worst one was about butterflies. Very boring.
5. What's the club going to do on holiday next year?
Everyone in the club's going to go on holiday next year, Dad.
But we're going to go sailing next year, Helen. And there'll be your tennis camp.
I know, but this will be in the winter.
So what's the club going to do?
It's going to be a skiing holiday. Can I go?
We'll see.
Now listen, part 5. Listen and look at the picture. There is one example.
Look at this picture. It's in space.
Oh, yes. I can see lots of interesting things.
Me too. Would you like to colour the astronaut's boots?
Sure. What colour shall I use?
Pink, please.
OK.
Can you see the astronaut's pink boots? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and write. 1.
There are 2 planets in the sky.
That's right. Would you like to colour one of them?
Yes, I would. I prefer the one between the 2 large stars.
All right. Can you colour that one orange?
Yes. I think that's a good idea.
I'd like you to write something on the picture as well. Can you see the box?
Yes. I think there's something important inside it.
That's right. Please write silver on it.
Wow! Where did they find that?
In a huge cave near there. They want to bring it back to Earth.
Can I write something else too?
Yes, of course. The robot's holding a tablet. Write aliens on that.
Is the robot trying to find out about them?
Yes. You can see one of them in the hole. Look. Four. Some more colouring now.
Great. I love the rocket on the ground.
So do I. But don't colour that one. Colour the other one, please.
All right. I've chosen yellow. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Five.
Now, what about colouring a rock?
Which one?
The smaller one. It's on the right of the astronaut.
OK, no problem. Can I use red for that?
No, blue, please.
Right, there.
I think the picture looks fantastic now. Well done.